Welcome to episode 277, Music from A to Z. Just going to be talking a little bit about the idea of success and its relationship between music, like making art, and financial success. So this is something I've been thinking about. You know, I think about this every few years. I do think about it quite a fair bit. But the thing is, right, we're in such a, an interesting era where there's tremendous pressure to be successful. And this idea of success can be very stressful because depending which circles you hang out with. So if you're talking about from, if you're a creative person, if you're a musician, let's say you play jazz. Let's say you play jazz guitar. I play jazz guitar. Now the question is, at which point of your playing, in terms of your skill development, are you successful? Is it when you're able to play a certain jazz standard? Is it when you're able to, you know, play a show in New York? Is it when you're able to do an album with, you know, Kurt Rosenwinkel, or, you know, with back in the day with Jim Hall, or hire an all-star band lineup, or tour with one of your musical heroes, jazz, you know, jazz legend, like with a jazz legend? Is that when you're successful? Or is it when you have released an album and you won a Grammy? Or is it when you know, you're on the cover of Jazz Times magazine or something? So at which point will you consider yourself successful in terms of the art, in terms of the music? Like, is it because you've released an album, you release like, you know, maybe a song that everyone knows and everyone plays whenever the jazz jam session happens, or it's constantly referred to, you know, people always want to learn the solo you did on a particular record, or people analyze what you do, or people teach your, you know, your playing style, you know, your jazz guitar soloing style in a course or in college? Is that the idea of success? So on one side, you have the idea of art, and at which point are you successful? Is it the first time you have a record out? Is it when you have your third record out? Is it after, you know, 10 years of doing music, you've released records and you've toured and you've traveled the world? Is that success? And then on the other side of the spectrum, which happens a lot more in, I guess, like commercial music or pop settings, or just in Asia, just like when you're hanging out with family, is, are you making money? And then the question is, how much money are you making? Are you making money every month? Are you making enough to buy a car, two cars, three cars? Or do you own a house? Can you buy, or, you know, there are layers to this, because on one side it's like, for if your immediate circle, like, you know, that doesn't make a lot of money in music, it's almost like, wow, you're doing music full time and you're making a living, wow, that's amazing, you know. And that could be like, wow, it's good, I'm doing music and I'm making a living out of it, so that's pretty cool. But then if you start hanging out in circles where it's like, sure, you're making a living out of it, but, you know, but what about, you know, monetizing this or monetizing that, or, you know, creating more merchandise, or, like, you know, figuring out different ways to monetize things. Like, do you have a Patreon page? Have you done a Kickstarter project? Have you toured here and here? And then the question is, why are you touring, you know, why are your tours small? You know, why don't you do a bigger tour? Or, like, do you have a membership site? You know, there are all these things. And like, you know, or, are you investing, you know, in your, are you making enough money that you can actually invest? And then the question is, when you become even more successful, as a, when you become more of a brand or a personal brand, you know, you're like so famous that people want your face on a t-shirt, or people want an instrument, a signature instrument with your name on it, you know, that is approved by so-and-so artist. This is a signature model for so-and-so guitarist or musician. Is that success? Because you're making money from each of the instruments that get sold. Is that success? Or if you have, like, I don't know, you have multiple companies running different sides of your business. Or you can hire, you know, an entire I don't know, you can hire, you have your own lawyer, you have your own accountant, you have a whole team working for you, and you can hire, you know, touring people, touring with you, are not just the band, but, you know, like people doing lights, people doing set design, stage design, you know, backstage, you know, guitar tech, all the music tech people, like all these different things. Or like, are you live streaming like concerts, or are you, I don't know, there's just so many things. And then from the business side, how much money are you making from this? Are you a millionaire? And then the question is, are you making a million every year, or is it every few months, or is it every month? What are you maximizing every single possible revenue stream? So then the question is, at which point? Is it when you get your first million, your first 10, recurring 10 million, making millions and millions? At which point are you considered successful? Because it's kind of a, there's always another benchmark, you know. Are you like Dr. Dre successful? Are you like Beats successful? Are you like Kanye West successful? Are you Taylor Swift successful? So I think this is just an important question to ask, because there's success from the artistic side, which is one way of looking at it. And then there's success from the business side. And then there's also, I mean, we're not going to go into this right now, but this, the idea of what is happiness. Is happiness being extremely successful from an artistic point of view, or from a financial point of view? What is, how do we measure success? How do we measure happiness? So I think the thing, the reason I'm thinking about this is just that I've just met and listened to so many people who talk from different angles, from the angle of art and from the angle of business or finance, you know, how, what is the idea of success? And then there are like gradients of this, you know, depending how much exposure do you have, and how big your dreams are, and how hard you want to work, how, not how hard you want to work, but depends on how much you want something, and whether you have either the skill set or the determination to figure out how to do it, or you have a team and all these different aspects. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling all over the place, but the point is this. As a musician, as a creative person, it's really important to ask yourself, what is your idea of success? Because it can, it means different things to different people. And I think even though it might change over time, knowing what is your idea of success allows you to start building the road, or building the path, or searching for the path to get to the point that you are looking for, without knowing what your idea of success is, or at least some version of it in the beginning. It's very hard to build a career, especially a music career, because there's so many ways to do this. There's not one way to do it. It really depends on what is your goal, what is your idea of success, and how much are you willing, what are you willing to do to get this. So just food for thought. So I know this is a long episode relatively compared to the recent ones, but just something on my mind. So anyway, that's all for today. Peace out.